on with the show. We've got a very interesting guest in now, in the form of Jane Sheehan, who is the UK's leading, wait for it, foot reader.
Woohoo!
Hello! Good morning, Jane.
Morning!
I've never met a foot reader before, so I'm actually quite excited.
Do you know, many people have never met a foot reader before. I go to all these business network meetings and they go, hi, what's your name and, you know, what's your business? And I say, hi, I'm a foot reader. And you should see the look on their faces. And you can see some people, their shutters come down. They think, well, I've got nothing to learn from her. Yeah. How wrong can they be? Can you imagine how many people I meet in a normal working day from all different walks of life? I get to hear their problems. I get to hear their life story. And I probably know someone that they need to meet.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Well, it's your business is called footreading.com.
Yeah, footreading.com.
Pretty good URL based on what you do, really. And you've had an interesting kind of transition, really. You've gone from corporate life into working for yourself, and we're hopefully going to delve into that a bit today and just get some pearls of wisdom, if you like, from you.
Yeah.
And find out how difficult or how easy you found it, and talk about a bit of foot reading on the way as well, I guess.
Brilliant.
So what's the story then, Jane? Where did it all begin?
Well, once upon a time, I was brought up in a very down-to-earth, cynical background. You know, my family were quite... They wouldn't even let you read your horoscopes, you know, very down-to-earth. And my friend Claudine said, let's have some reflexology for my birthday. So I went along and I saw her have her treatment. And they were telling her about her health and I was thinking, that's weird. All they're doing is working on the feet and they know all about her. Then it was my turn. Nothing prepared me for my experience. I had tears streaming down my face, no control over it, and worse, it was repeatable on both feet. So I had to know more. So I studied reflexology, and at the end of the year's course, all my clients were having huge emotional reactions. And I was thinking, there's more to this. So I then was looking for that connection between the emotions and the personality. Now, around this time, I still had a day job. I was still in corporate life. But I was more and more interested in what I was learning in people's health, in people's emotional health. And it got to the stage where my part-time business, because it was antisocial hours, evenings and weekends, was starting to take its toll on my day job, and something had to give. Now, anybody who's made that leap from working in corporate to working for themselves will tell you, at the time, it's a real angst-ridden journey, but afterwards you think, well, why did I wait so long? Mine was no different. I was petrified. I'd always worked for money. I'd always had a monthly income. I'd never known what it was like to make the money yourself, live on your wits, basically. So what I did is I set myself a goal. I said in the November, I said, right, by the end of March, I will have resigned and I will have started my business full time. So from then, I didn't tell anyone that was my decision. I was living with it to see what it felt like. So every time I got a new client, I was on cloud nine. And every time a client cancelled their appointment, I was in the pits of despair. It was serious. This was going to be my livelihood. So I knew what it might feel like. Anyway, the nearer it got to making that leap, the more excited I got, so that by the time it came to give my notice in, I gave it in early because I'd got used to that roller coaster of emotion of getting clients and getting cancellations. I couldn't wait. This was going to be the first day of my new working life. So on the first day of my new working life, we celebrated it by going on This Morning on ITV. So if I've learned anything in my corporate life is if no one knows you there, how they're going to come to you. You can't sell from an empty shelf and you can't sell from a full shelf if no one knows where it is. So other things that I've been learning, when you're working for yourself, you are your business, you're asking for someone's money. If you've got low self-confidence, saying that'll be £500, please, doesn't trip off the tongue easily. You think, oh no, I'm not worth that. What if, you know, if you've got low self-confidence, it's very hard pricing yourself correctly and then asking for it. So I've written a book called Soul Trader, in which I've put all the tips that I wish I knew then that I know now. And I've included things that they don't usually tell you in a business book, like exercises of how to practice asking for what you're worth. and even how to price it, where to market, all of these sorts of things. And the other thing I found really frustrating was when they said, write a business plan. How can you do a forecast if you don't know how many clients you're going to get? It's just guesswork. So to me, that's counterintuitive to build your whole business on making a guess. So I've put in some suggestions about how you work it backwards, about thinking, well, what is the amount I need to live on? And how does that translate into number of clients? So I then show how to put that into a spreadsheet and then keep checking against it to make sure you're on target.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, fascinating story. Absolutely loving that. And thank you, because that was a great answer. One question, and I have to ask anymore. I'm intrigued, really, as I guess a lot of the people that maybe meet you for the first time and have never, you know, experienced this kind of thing before are. But when you talk about feet and the fact that you can tell what a person's feet will look like based on their personality, how on earth can you do that?
Oh, lots and lots of practice. There are a set of rules that you apply. It stems from the Ayurvedic tradition where someone has allocated each of the toes one of the elements, one of the five elements. And then if there's an imbalance in that area, they'll see it as having a corresponding imbalance on the personality.
Right.
So I have a set of rules. Different toes have different meanings to me. And then when they distort, I'll read the toe shape, I'll read the blemishes that I see there, I'll extrapolate it down the rest of the foot. So.
Right.
Basically, it's a set of rules to understand someone's emotions and personality.
Right. As if somebody wears very tight shoes. Does that cause you a problem?
No, because you pick your shoes based on your personality as well.
Are you serious?
It tells you an awful lot if they're willing to wear shoes that don't fit.
Yeah. Nice slip-ons, yeah. Ian. Wow, absolutely fascinating. I'm going to ask you, there's a couple of things I want to ask you. Right, so first question I have for you, Jane, is to ask you a little bit more clarification on something that you can do, an exercise, as you talked about in your book, that enables you to raise your confidence enough to ask for money.
Okay, well, first of all, get your pricing right. You know, do a bit of research first and find out what you should be charging, not what you think you're worth, because they might be two completely separate things. So to work out your pricing, you look first of all at your costs. Are you going to cover your costs? Then you look at the perceived value of what you're doing. What is the value to that person and what monetary value would they place on it? Now, you can ask them. You can do a bit of research on that and see what the potential client might think. You look at your competition, if you have any, and you see what their pricing is like. And sometimes they bundle pieces together so that you can have different levels of pricing. So you look at how other people do it. And then the exercise you do is, once you know you've set your price at the right level, you look in the mirror and you practice saying, that will be £30, please, or whatever price you've set it at. And you look in the mirror and you say it over and over and over again until it trips off your tongue and until you can see yourself looking confident as you say it. And until you can do that, you've not got a business.
Mm. Okay, final question then, because we're running out of time here, unfortunately, which is a pearl of wisdom, really, the best pearl of wisdom that you can describe, because your business model fascinates me. Quite right, I hadn't even thought about the fact that if you're successful, your clients will leave you.
Yes.
I mean, what other types of business does that happen in? It is, but it's a crazy situation, isn't it?
It is, but one that I have to face every day.
Yeah.
If I'm successful, I'm going to lose clients.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be as a holistic therapist.
Yeah.
I would say this to you. Remember, you're dealing with people, and every minute of every day you teach people how to treat you. So if you say nothing, you're teaching them it's okay when it's not, or vice versa. And if I have any advice, just do it. Experience it. Ask everybody you know who's already done it for advice. They're very happy to talk about their own experiences. Mm. And that way you can learn not just from what to do well, but from other people's mistakes, what to avoid, what not to do.
Jane, absolutely fantastic story. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us. A really inspiring story, actually. If people would like to meet you, know more about you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can buy my books from Amazon or from footreading.com, and they can contact me via footreading.com, and they can see on there all my books. Soul Trader is the book we're talking about today. And I would thoroughly recommend it if you're just starting out in business.
Great stuff. Jane, absolute pleasure to meet you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Business Hub.